Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore. This is Jason Abbey. Round of applause for the boys. Applaud yourselves. Oh, yep. It's not enough people in here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Gotta make it look like you love yourselves. Come here. Where did the I'm going to call it a change in direction come from? From boys who, you know, you focus primarily on hip hop. What's what we used to play. You guys are, you know, when we were playing you on the radio, we knew what we were getting. And then all of a sudden there was this trad element, this kind of reimagining of songs that we all know and love. And where did that idea come from? Because it's genius.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it started like when we were younger, when we our introduction to music was trad. So since kids, we've been playing trad music, and that's how we learned music essentially. And then obviously, you know, we've kind of had a few different eras, I suppose, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we started off with, I guess, That Good Thing was a mixture of hip-hop and dance.
Yeah.
Then we went more so hip-hop with Talk To Me. Then we went really hip-hop. And then we went back to dance. And then just last year, just by chance, my granny, she turned 100 years old. I've told the story a million times.
Well, I haven't heard about going. Congratulations to her.
Well, turned 100 years old, and we had like a family party. And at that family party, we kind of took back out the trad instruments, like,
right,
got the banjos back out.
So I was going to say, so who does what trad-wise? Because, I mean, I've seen bits throughout the years you know.
We kind of, all of us kind of play bits and bobs.
Right.
Yeah, like Bowron, banjo, guitar.
Banjo,
whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, really. Rose got a banjo, I'm Bowron.
Banjo and guitar, I've came up on the banjo, really.
So. Right, okay. So you brought them at the party?
Yeah, it was just kind of like, my family were there, they play trad, so it was like a bit of a party. But all these songs came back up from years ago that, like, you know, you never really think about them too much, but when you think back to your childhood, they're always
they're
there,
like, back of your mind,
lingering around, you're singing them and you just know them. And so, like, in that time, we were kind of just making dance music, essentially, but we had this trad session and we were like, these tunes are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't think, like, let's go make a trad house song.
A trad crossover,
But, like, just by chance, we were in the studio the following day and we were making a dance beat. And because this music had been in our heads from the night before, we were like,
right, just creeps in.
It just creeped in a little bit. And, like, I just sang Banks of the Roses over at, like, over that beat that you hear it on. And we're like, that kind of goes together nicely. Made a video, put it on TikTok. And then it just...
So that was my next question then, is this is the kind of thing where, irrespective of what, you know, mainstream radio does or what mainstream charting does or whatever, there's the hunger for this kind of thing is you're able to tap into audiences through social media that even a year ago, even 2 years ago, that really wasn't, it wasn't as big.
No, not as big
a
as,
thing
it
as it is now.
It actually has an impact now. Like, you know, I think before it was just like you could kind of improve whatever you're doing with social media, but now social media can literally be your only tool for promotion, and it's extremely effective. Like, you're talking about, like, it translates to actual real numbers, ticket sales, streams, whereas before I don't think it really ever did, to be honest.
Like, without it, we probably, if we made that beat and Banks of the Roses, if we made that without social media, we brought that to the team, like, it probably wouldn't have got past. Probably wouldn't have seen the light of day. Like, so it's just only for it, really.
Yeah. Well, look, that's the thing. I think that's, like, you know, the music industry has obviously changed so much in the last 10 years. But in the way that Spotify was, there's lots of arguments we can have in the good and bad of it. But in terms of leveling the playing field, you know, you needed a record deal before to put a record out.
Now,
you know, the right combination of scenarios and you can have your music on Spotify and have it be discovered. But by the same token, social media has leveled the access. In other words, you can find, like with a podcast, you can find a niche audience. With whatever you're doing musically, you can find an audience. I think that's an incredible situation. Now, it is obviously difficult, and we hear the flip side of the story, which is a label signing someone going, we don't care about your music, what's your TikTok presence? Conversations are not helpful. But at the same time, if you find something like this, and as you said, you can go, rather than go through the traditional channels and go to management and labels and go, we want to do this, and radio might like it, or you can just go, no, let's put it out and see what happens. Boom, here we are.
I think, like, there's no rules when it comes to music, like, you know, and social media lets people actually just experiment and then actually have feedback from a real audience. So, like, there's, I think nowadays you have to have a hit record to get a record deal.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Before you need a regular label.
They found you, they discovered you, they thought you were worth investing in.
Now you need the record first. And then they're like, oh, okay.
Okay, we'll think about it. Yeah. We just don't need record deals at all. Lads, live shows, because of the swell of interest that we're talking about there on social media and things, I presume, you know, your presence allows you then to take on bigger venues, bigger tours. Because as you said, Teddy, it translates to actual ticket sales.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. I think our live show has sort of evolved into a total different beast than it used to be. I think our live show used to be very kind of hip-hop driven in terms of like how you're set up. You had a DJ and it was us three out front. Yeah. But we've kind of like went back into ourselves more, and like B has now kind of taken over the DJ spot, but also out front as well.
Gotcha.
So there's like a... There's kind of like a freeness to that as well.
Yeah.
And then we've brought back instruments. So like Rose playing the banjo, there's a section where I'm playing baro on guitar. So it's kind of evolved into a much more interesting show. And I think our live is in probably the best spot it's been at.
Yeah, I think the addition of trad, even in the trad house stuff with Oh My Johnny, and we've other trad house tunes that we do, like there's a crazy energy off those in a live show.
Yeah,
like when we did EP and stuff last year. Like when you play those songs in a tent, it's just...
Well, you guys are doing that. What, Leopardstown at the Bulmers live, Leopardstown on July 25th.
July 25th,
lads, that's going to literally tear the roof off that tent. Yeah. Like, it's going to be unbelievable.
We can't wait.
And in terms of the live show, then, like, you know, the expectation would be as we lean into this trad stuff. I mean, it's only a matter of time before the Dancing Feet have to come out, lads. I mean, we started off talking about Flatley.
We brought dancers out in our.
Don't be bringing the dancers out. Come on.
Get the shoes on.
I want the little shoes on. I want to hear the clippity claps.
Listen, I've been wanting to do another step. I did a bit of a step back
in school. Shout out to Mr. Gilroy.
Yeah.
I did it unofficially, I suppose.
Yeah, unfortunately. my mother could not persuade me to keep it up.
No. I tell you, he was doing the Backstreet Underground Irish dance and he was going out.
I'm that twitchy that the boys call me Michael Flatley.
Right, listen, a quick fire round before you go. I'll spread these questions out amongst you and ask one of all of you, right? But we'll start off with you, B. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, I just watched The Bear.
A couple of times you've had that answer.
I've literally just finished it last night, so I suppose I'm going to have to say that and The Wire. Just finished The Wire for the second time.
Oh, I was going to say, had you seen it before?
Yeah, for the second time.
Have you ever seen the size of the book? The Wire.
No.
It's David Simon, who wrote it initially. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things you look at it and you go, I don't know if I can get. And if you think The Wire as a TV show is dense and detailed, this book is like a couple of pages. That makes a lot of sense. Bury yourselves in it.
That's amazing.
Okay, Ro, who's the most famous person in your phone?
My phone. Probably not that famous at all. I don't know. The answer I usually go with is Brezzy, but I don't know if that's
fairly famous. Anyone else want to up on Brezzy, or are we going Brezzy as the group?
It's just social media nowadays.
Yeah. Of course. Okay, well, I would also take anyone you DM. If you DM Julia Roberts on the regular, you can just let me know.
Just once.
Nor blocked.
Okay, Teddy, think back to when you were about 8 years old. Right. Second class, open up your lunchbox. Or Sussbjug or Sussmore. What was in there?
Marmalade sandwiches.
They are correct. Marmalade sandwiches.
I love marmalade sandwiches.
You're the first person I've met.
No, dude, honestly. You, me, and Paddington Bear.
Perfect.
The three of us love marmalade sandwiches.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I never understood the hate I got.
Marmalade freak. I don't hate on it, but it's just funny.
I would be partial on a bit of brown bread, but like, it's... I
tell you.
Whole grain. Brown bread, bit of butter, bit of marmalade. As simple as that, like.
I love the way the lads immediately knew what they had to say.
Their heads at me.
Any treats in there? I mean, the marmalade sandwiches. I used to
be fond of a cheese string.
I'm far too. Remember their adverts? So cool.
Your man was the wobbly cheese string, and
his head was slowly falling apart. It was kind of terrifying in some ways. If you think about it.
Yeah, actually.
And the final question, you can answer this individually if you like, but I ask all my guests this: everybody from you guys to Julia Roberts to Russell Crowe, whoever. Do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do. Yeah,
Teddy, no.
Once every three showers.
That's actually way more regular than I am, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, I would,
so,
yeah. Okay. I would.
Like, you're talking like legs, like knees and stuff.
I'm talking about, yeah, getting down, like scrubbing and doing whatever. Like
scrubbing my knees, nah.
No.
I'm just letting the suds is going down and
doing surely to God.
Gravity's taking
care of it. Do you clean the feet, like?
No, never.
Oh, yeah, I might do that maybe once a week.
I've never washed my feet.
Swear.
Yeah.
But like you're standing in the soap.
That's my logic the whole time. Like
my logic would be surely the there's a bit of friction needed.
Surely a bit of friction is needed.
Maybe a little pedicure afterwards. That's, you know, get the little clippers out, file.
Yeah, get that thing, that weird thing that goes in between all your toes.
Yeah, that stuff's fine.
But now you're talking. Lads, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck at the gig.
Thanks.
Which is happening July 25th. Chase and Abby will be at the Bulmers live at Leperstown. Lads, great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.